Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. The Yankees are playing the Rays. Did I write Jays? I feel like I wrote Jays on the tweet. I feel like I wrote Jays somewhere, not the Rays. Why are they got to be in the same division? Why are we going to play all the time? Anyway, they're playing each other. We had an off day yesterday. Feeling frisky. Jake's been singing nonstop all day. Oh, first person commented in the chat, Jake. It was Theo Weintraub. So thank you, Theo. Jake, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Jimmy. How are you?
Gabs in the chat says, Jake, I like your hair.
Thank you. Thank you. You're far too kind. I need an encore. Let me stop singing. Yeah, so this was interesting. So I got the haircut yesterday. Today was my first day trying to do the hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a big step because I'm going to have to do it at the Webding in a couple days. And it's okay from this camera angle with a little bit of distance and the internet, it's good. But, like, where it needs to be at for wedding pictures, there's still some funky stuff going on up here. So that's a little catch up.
Little catch up. Well, I mean,
that's just a little catch up.
It didn't look fantastic last night, and I think you were a little upset about it. I think it looks real good now.
Well, no, it was.
But I think your iron's broken.
So, yeah. Oh, my iron is broken. In my body, too. I'm anemic. But with my hair, I told them, give me the Tyler Wade. Yeah, runs in the family. But they didn't really flip it up. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on up there. So she's cutting the hair and she's doing stuff. And I was like, wow, they cut it pretty tight. But actually, there's a good amount of hair. If I want to, like, fully push it up, like, there's some length there. So that's kind of the difference between today and yesterday. But talking hair.
Talking hair, I can go on forever. But there is a game we want to talk about. And the Yankees are playing the Rays in that dump Tropicana Field. DJ LeMay, who's leading off, playing one of the positions in the infield, first base. Aaron Judge is playing right field. Gleyber Torres is batting third. Gleyber Torres, in between Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. Stanton's batting fourth. How about that? Gio the God playing third base, batting fifth. How about that? Gleyber Torres in front of Stanton and Gio Urshela behind him. Interesting. Didi Gregorius is batting sixth at the shortstop position. Cameron Maben will be roaming and patrolling center field. Romine, very stationary. Not much roaming going around. Just kind of plopping and squatting behind the dish he's catching. And Tyler Wade's in left field. Some first thought notes. This is what I've decided that I do now. I just give, like, here's where my brain went when I read the lineup for the first time. No Gardner. Smart. Don't play them both games on the
double off day too.
And stacking off days, they like doing that.
Fucking double off day, bro.
Great. Stan DH. Yeah. Need him. Didi, further down in the lineup. Sure. Maben in center field instead of Wade. Is that more about, what's that about?
That's about outfield experience.
But Wade's played center a little bit, right? I think they have the same in the last couple of years.
I don't think so. I think Wade's got like one or two appearances in center. Remember how, I mean, they traded for Mike Tauchman before the season because they didn't really believe in Wade as an outfielder.
But didn't, I know that. I thought when we looked up Cameron Maben center field, I was saying it was a lot and you were like, no, it's nothing.
He joining the Yankees. I mean, he had a career as a center fielder earlier in his career. But he played, I think, like 28 games last year or something. I mean, Tyler Wade has one major league inning at center field.
What a loser.
No, he's my friend.
Yeah.
How many career innings does Cameron Maben have at center field?
4,000.
It's It's a fun game.
You're right. Tyler Wade has way less center field than I thought. Anyway.
6,962 innings.
Currently, we're going into the playoffs with one true center fielder on the roster. I mean, that's kind of scary. Yeah. Like, if Gardner's hurt, it's, oh, shit. Maben's our everyday center fielder?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's, oh, shit. It's not a plus or a minus, I'd say.
Because I mean, we saw, kind of key.
We saw, I mean, losing Brett, his bat and defense, everything combined, yes. But I mean, we saw Maben play center in the Detroit series. He made a nice catch. He forgot how many outs there were because he was making that nice catch. But he could still play out there. It's not like, I guess what I should be saying is, it's not like, yo, X player is at this position. If there's a ball hit there, look out. Like Cameron Maben's still going to be average.
All right, cool. Fine with it. Do you have any thoughts on the lineup?
Imagine he just has a terrible day today. No, I think if I was a lineup person, and I think you and I are starting to get there a little bit, seeing Didi slide down, that's the right thing to do right now. Let's not keep trying to force the three hole on him, just hoping he gets hot. And yeah, I mean, I think it's just the same stuff. Stanton DHing, Tyler Wade show, we're rooting for that to keep going. Gio's in a little slump. I guess the only question, and it really doesn't have to do with today, do you want to see Stanton in left tomorrow?
I don't need to be honest. But I think we will. And maybe not the full game. I was going to ask you that. The Yankees are playing for home field advantage still, but do you think they will, like, if they get the opportunity to take Judge out after six to take people out, will they? Is everyone playing a full game?
Depends what you consider the opportunity. I think if the game is five runs either way, yes. But otherwise, no. I think they're gonna ride it out. Well, he's got a cup and empty though. Tough break. So yeah, we'll see. I mean, maybe they do, but I think with home field still being close, you know, they'll run it out there like a semi-normal game. Jim, do you think there's a little bit, maybe even just guys in the clubhouse, saying like, hey, it'd be pretty funny if we took these two games and knocked Tampa out of the playoffs?
No, I think they're complete indifferent. Besides, like, CeCe, I think they're complete. Who cares?
If CeCe feels that way, though.
Dude, I think CeCe's kind of indifferent until he's not. Until, like, that moment, and he's like, oh, yeah, I hate you guys. He just doesn't think about
that. Do you think, like, one hit by pitch or one bunt could get them to be like, all right, fuck it. Let's do this.
I hope not, man. Like, don't let the Rays live in your head. You know what I am kind of worried about? All the anonymous 14 to 17-year-old Rays fans on Twitter acting as if these games matter towards, like, both teams' skill level. Like, we have Jordan Montgomery starting, Hap coming in after, or CeCe coming in after him, slot bullpen on the way. It's literally audition season. Boone said that. Like, we're auditioning a lot of guys for that final spot. And it's like, so I'm ready to just sit back and watch this as a spring training game and look for how guys look. How's Johnny Lasagna look? How's CeCe look out of the pen? Is Monty look sharp enough to even think about him getting that last spot? You know, that's how I'm watching this. And there's going to be a group of kids just being annoying as fuck on Twitter, acting as if, like, this is the best you got. And it's like, no, it's clearly not.
Even close, yeah.
So there's a thought.
Okay, that's something to watch for. Jim, for your Tampa Bay Rays, Tommy, all in the family, batting leadoff. Austin, there will be better Meadows ahead. That doesn't work. Jesus, grab the guitar. Aguilar. Travis, the Yankee killer, Darno. Haven't seen that young friend in a while. G-Man, Choi, former Yankee great. He'll be out there. The Duff man, Matt Duffy. Joey Wendell. He'll be out there slapping it around today, trying to make plays. Willie Adames, another semi-Yankee killer. And Kevin, you're as cold as ice, Kiermaier, trying to get out of a slump of Ruski. And two-way McKay, our buddy on the bump tonight.
Yeah, McKay, I think he's only going to go two or three since he's been returned from injury. Since they've returned him from the injury,
right?
He's been going pretty slow with it, right?
So they have him, Snell, and Glasnow in just weapon mode. Like, mm-hmm. Have them ready for three innings in the playoffs.
That's smart.
But we'll see. I like weapon mode. It's kind of fun.
Dude, it is kind of cool. Like, we had Herman and
You kind of get, like, three games in one game.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a very different way. I'm trying to see who's been the hottest hitter for them. Austin Meadows. Dude, I think Austin Meadows turned his season around so well that some people were trying to throw him into, like, MVP or rookie.
No.
Something mode.
He's eligible for Rookie of the Year, absolutely.
I don't know if he is. He might
be. Austin Meadows.
But he's his numbers on the season are, like, really good.
He played 59 games last year. That feels like too many. No, he's having a great year. 32 home runs, 88 RBI, a 924 OPS. It's a really strong year. I don't think it's MVP or anything like that.
He's not a rookie. No, I don't know where I saw it. I just saw something like maybe the Rays MVP or
– Rays MVP,
he's
absolutely.
Definitely – he's having a really good year. And he's been hot in the last 7 days. He's been really good.
The fun discussion has been the past few days is who do you want to play? And, I mean, I've been trying to do an Indian spin recently because they do have a ton of pitching and they've got – like, they've got stars. They've got Lindor. If Ramirez comes back. Austin Meadows, he's the one name in that lineup that you circle and you're like, I mean, he's a bad dude. He could give you hell throughout a series.
So I will say this about the Rays. They're fighting for that second wild card spot. Like, they're not fighting for home field advantage in the wild card right now. They're fighting for a wild card spot with the Indians. I think they're a half
game. They have to win every game.
And they had four games against the Red Sox. The first two, they walked them off. The last one, they were down 4-0 and came back to win 7-4. They're like kitchen sink. These are our wild card games, basically mode. Like, so the Yankees are doing audition season and openers and all this stuff. So it's just two completely different vibes going into this game. Which will be
fun. Well, that's what I think. I think there's just the slight plot twist. Like, Boone's going to be before the game. Like, guys, you know what we're doing today? We're going to throw a lot of bodies out there. We're going to have a couple guys coming in from the bullpen. And then I think he throws in a casual Boone, like, and hey, it probably wouldn't feel bad to win a couple and knock these guys out of the playoffs, huh? And the guys are like, yeah, okay.
Boone, why do you sound like such a goddamn nerd?
Boone, turn down your voice, knob. So, yeah, we'll see. And, I mean, that's a... Jim, my what to watch for.
But your Boone sounds like a nosy journalist in a 1940s L.A. movie.
Yeah, it started there. It started close to Boone, and then I've just gone obnoxious nasally with it. It's gotten away from Boone. Jim, my what to watch for, and it kind of ties into what you were saying. Play the what to watch for noise.
Jake's what to watch for.
How'd you know I was going to do that?
Really good. Great minds. Because I kind of set you up twice. Anyways, McKay. Two-way McKay, Jim, if you remember.
Because he's bisexual?
We were excited. I don't know.
That shouldn't be a joke. That shouldn't be a joke.
Shouldn't be a great joke.
That shouldn't be a joke.
Maybe he is, though. That's not a problem.
It's not a problem. I retract it.
We don't care.
But he's called Two-way McKay because he hits end pitches.
I might be. McKay, we were excited to see him because he's supposed to be a potential two-way player. With what Otani's done, Lorenzen a little bit this year, I think McKay's going to, like, get a chance to do it, which was really exciting. Jim, if you remember, he came out for his start, and he was so intense. He was hard-o intense. And with these being those de facto playoff games for the Rays, like, he is going to be in such hard-o mode while we are clearly not in that. Like, we just want to see Giancarlo Stanton have healthy at bats. We're looking for guys to just be right. And Brendan McKay, Hardo World, is going to be out there pitching for the Rays season. So, like, that's my what to watch for. I'm not excited about it, but I would say that there's a chance that, like, if one thing goes wrong, like, I don't know, runner on first, there's a grounder and a guy boots it, and now it's first and second. Like, for the Yankees, they're just going to shrug and be like, hey, let's not do that in the playoffs, right? For the Rays, like, they gasp and they're like, if we give up a three-run homer here, our season's down the drain. So I think they've got a little pressure on them. I'm looking for McKay being a Hardo and something small going not the Rays' way and seeing how they respond to that. A missed strike three, a bobbled ball, something like that.
Okay, not bad. I just checked your entire Twitter timeline for every time you've tweeted about Brandon McKay.
Okay.
And do you want to hear what you said about him?
What have they said?
On May 14th, 2018.
Wow.
You said, hey, check out this goddamn loser. At Brandon McKay.
That doesn't sound like me.
That's... Actually, you did tweet about him on May 14th, 2018, though. You just said...
What did I say?
You're talking with someone and basically said, hopefully Brandon McKay can be next in line and be solid so we can start a new breed of baseball players that play both ways.
I'm like a smart, sexy, bi guy.
Yo, Baseball Reference has Yanni Chirinos as the starter, but RotoWire had McKay. So I guess we should mention that because they've been pulling tricky ones with us nonstop.
Yeah, I mean, the Rays, we talked about it kind of silly, and then Jimmy and I went to a weird world where these kind of utility knife pitchers are fun because you get three different games in one game. Right, these are playoff games. Like, if McKay is struggling in the second inning,
I think Yanni's starting and McKay's like going. But this is like the third time all the websites don't know who's starting and they give multiple people. But
so Edwin Encarnacion just told Marley Rivera of ESPN that he feels really good after taking BP. He's meeting with Aaron Boone and the rest of the trainers and coaches in hopes he can play tomorrow.
Gary Sanchez said he's aiming to return to the Yankees during this weekend series at Texas. Would like to get a 9 full innings behind the plate before the postseason begins.
You're not going
to
schmooze right now.
Gary Sanchez said that he is aiming to play in the upcoming Texas series. God damn, I love the schmoozer. Okay.
It's good.
Dude, someone in the chat, Dalton Miller, what does starting even mean? No, it's Jared Gott, our old poop friend. What does starting even mean? Like, they were like, Montgomery's going to be the opener today. It's like, no, he's not. He's going to be the starter, and he's on pitch limit because he's the second game since Tommy John. Like,
what? Starting pitcher Jordan Montgomery will be opening this game.
Like, what are we doing? We're muddying up all these words.
Is it just like an opener is someone who's not expected to go 4 innings, 5 innings?
I think they're not expected to go 4. They're expected to go 3 max.
Because when Seve started, he was called a starter, right?
Jared Gotts in the chat says, I don't want to be called the poop guy.
Well, Jared, you should have thought about that before you became the poop guy. Don't make your problem our problem.
Yeah, when Seve did it, they didn't say he was opening.
I just really like these guys, but they start calling me the poop guy.
That's such a bad break.
It's tough. It's tough.
All right, okay. It's 4:51 p.m., and I think it's time we just do the homer draft. Well, pitching path to victory is, they said CeCe's going to come out. Hap will probably do it tomorrow. Do you think the four horsemen get innings in these two games? Or do they go super rest? Like, do they see four off days and then let's put them in schedule and use them the next three in Texas and then bullpens?
Interesting. I think today the guys are available. I think if the four horsemen don't pitch today, then I think it's off day lifestyle.
Okay. So there's no way that they're going to pitch today. There's no way they're going to pitch tomorrow if they don't pitch today.
They don't pitch tomorrow if they don't pitch today. Maybe Britain.
Do you want to do the Homer draft?
Homer draft.
It's the Homer draft. Jake, I've been crushing you lately.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm the Yankees. You're the Rays.
I'm the Rays.
I'm in cruise control, just getting everyone healthy for the postseason. You're just trying to win, baby.
Pride season. I've been crushing you. Actually, Jake.
You're doing a great job.
Jake. Yeah. All jokes fucking aside.
Yeah.
Say that I've been doing well.
You've been doing incredible of late. You've got what?
Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got what? 7 homers in the last 8 games?
Thank you.
You're doing it right, man.
And I get the first pick today.
You're doing it, Biggio.
And I'm going with Gleyber Torres.
Wow.
Sat for a while. Glaber's antsy to let people know I am healthy. I ain't hurt. I ain't hurt. I'm definitely not hurt. Home run.
I ain't hurt. I ain't hurt. Definitely not hurt. Home run.
I think that's from like Bring It On or Not Another Teen Movie.
Jim, tell people you know what I'm doing from? Right now.
Flexing. You know what it's from, Jake? It makes your head look small.
What's it from?
It's from Not Another Teen Movie when the white cheerleading team, they're mocking Bring It On, and the white right. cheerleading team has stolen the black cheerleading team's cheers. And they're like, we ain't white. We ain't white. We definitely ain't white. Not Another Teen Movie's great. All right. So I took Glaber. You're doing all your muscle stuff.
Why was I flexing, Jim?
Because you're going to take Tyler Wade because you look like him and you have muscles. I don't know, man.
Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, wow.
That's called flexing on them, people.
Oh, wow. Remember the start of the season where we were trying to figure out how the Homer draft was going to work? And I was like, well, we're just going to take Judge and Stanton every single game. And we found out Judge missed like a month or 2 months. Stanton missed the entire season. And the Homer draft's actually been a blast.
Homer draft has been quality. We just had to figure out the rules. We didn't know the rules even those first 2 weeks where you walked away with a couple wins there.
I mean, we all knew the rules. I don't understand what...
Once we figured out the rules, Homer draft crushed, yeah.
Yeah, rules have been the same forever. I'm taking Glaber and... Okay, give me Romine. Oh, loving it. Wow. Oh, shit. That's a great pick by me.
You're not... You want me to tell the people what you're doing?
Just feel great about my pick. That's all.
It's going keyboard ears on me.
Yeah, well, sometimes you feel really good. I mean, can I flex? If you're allowed to flex... I'm not allowed to?
I wouldn't say that was a flex.
Oh, you sound like a dummy. You sound as dumb as the Mets.
That's a way. Okay.
Nah.
It was friendly and now it's not cool.
Yeah, well, just those kind of Mets of you.
That was, hey.
Step right up and meet the Mets. Greet the Mets. Our season's officially over, and we want to get a new headline out. So we retired Jerry Koosman's number. Haven't been in contact with him for 4 decades. Don't even know if he remembers his time with the Mets fondly. But hey, at least they're not talking about how we got eliminated. Step right up and greet the Mets. Meet the Mets. We're so dumb, we think people are dumber than us. Da, 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 da. What's the over-under, Jake?
We're the only team that could screw up retiring someone's number. Step right up and meet the Mets. Greet the Mets.
we're the only fan base that knows how to call a guy, say we're retiring your number, and it's actually an insult. What dummies. All right.
What do you think
the over-under is? Jinx, you owe me 2 Cokes and a soda pop cherry stem.
McKay, Rays going full bore. Good
dude,
pitching.
I think it's
going to
be like
Yankees
9.5.
Playoff tryouts. Yeah, I was going to say they might have it high and tight. Maybe even 9?
Yeah, 9.5 is my guess.
Well, I'm going to take my horse to the hotel room. The over-under in today's game is 9. Okay, good job, Mr. Matt John Boy.
Good job. You know they've been calling you Jakey Rocks?
Jakey Rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's short for Jakey, dumb as rocks.
Okay.
Well. I'm going to take the over. Sneaky over. It's going to be like a 6-5 game.
A sneaky over, huh?
Brush-a-doot, dead-out.
I'm going under. This is like playoff baseball for the Rays. They're throwing everything out there.
I'm going under as well.
You are.
I was just trying to rope-a-dope you.
God damn.
You didn't fall for it. Good. Damn. Good job. Good job. All right. You think the chat's got anything? The Jareds are sticking together. Jared Gott said it wasn't him that pooped during the show once, but I can swear it was.
Okay, Jared.
He blamed it on Jared Dens, and I think at this point...
We've got a Jared situation right now?
But I think they're teaming up. The last thing I'm reading is Jared's for life.
Okay. Well, now you're both the poopy Jareds.
Yeah, sure. Jared?
I mean, if you were going to bring the ship down, you're both going down together.
So someone asked, why does Jimmy love to pick Romine?
Yeah, it's an interesting.
How many times do you think I've picked Romine in the whole draft?
It's a couple.
Oh, he's only been picked 8 times the whole season. You got him once.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe you didn't. This is confusing. Now you've picked him twice. Now it's 2-2. Now it's 3-2 me, 4-2 me, 4-3, 5. I've picked him 5 times. You've picked him 3 times. I don't think anyone's ever gotten a Romine homer correct.
That can't be true. I thought the Boston game when he got the monster.
Oh, yeah. Well, Excel does this weird thing, man, or Google Sheets. It's weird and I don't like it. Okay. No. No, it looks like no one had him that game. Bummer. Look up Darno's stats versus the Yankees this year. I mean, he's got like 5 home runs, right?
Yeah, he had 3 in 1 game. And then I think he had 1 the next day, right?
And he had the walk-off versus Chad where everyone was like, Chad Green's bad again. I'm as dumb as the Mets. I'm trying to look him up, Jake. Wish you had the chat in front of you. Jared Gott's upset because he's digging a deeper hole.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Darno's splits versus the Yankees, and we're going to get out of here.
Okay.
Is that okay with you, Jakey Poo? Oh, no. Wow. Are you Poo guy now? He's got four home runs, so the four we mentioned, a 963 OPS, which is his we can't really complain. He's got a higher OPS against the Tigers, the Red Sox, and the Rangers. And he's got three home runs and 10 RBIs versus the Red Sox, four home runs and nine RBIs versus the Yankees. 15 hits versus the Red Sox. I guess he's played more games now. There's two more games to be played. No. Interesting. It sucks against the Phillies, man. So bad. One start. So bad. All right. So, final thoughts. Monty goes complete game shutout. Becomes our fourth starter in the ALDS. And that's all.
He's the opener, Jim.
Well, opener starter.
Can't go more than three innings.
You better not.
Otherwise, I'll freak out.
Oh, yeah. Cut your own hair. Get your own hair. Get your Ben Stiller and Pineapple Express on. I mean, Tropic Thunder. Jake, last words?
I was just going to last words you, but you're having such a good day. I knew that would have set you off. My last words for today are... Stop the drop.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.